I do believe that just as it is the inherent right of a mom to embarrass her sons in public by smooching them and telling them I love you, that it is the inherent right of older generations to provoke a little cringe on younger generations. I was visiting with our Confirmation 1 students. We're just talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and then we start a Q&A asking questions. And I shared with them that I'd broken my shoulders a few times in my life. And somebody asked me, well, how many times have you gotten injured? And I thought to myself, ooh, I'm going to exercise my right to cringe. And I tell them, oh, 6, 7. And just their faces start squirming and moving in their places. And I tell them, no cap. The world has a gospel. The world has a message. And I'm not talking about Gen Alpha language that cringes. I'm talking about a message that we grow up in. Listening to ads and commercials, it's a message that underlies podcasts and we study in academia. It's gone even so far that it's the message we've internalized of talking to ourselves with. It's our very voice and how we relate to pain, to myself, my sexuality, my plans, my life, my death, my loved ones. And part of that voice sounds enticing. You're worthy of love. You deserve happiness. You matter. And if we're honest with ourselves, it has seeped down to our heart. And more or less, the gospel of the world goes like this. Blessed am I, for I am enough. I don't need anybody to tell me my worth. Blessed am I, for I am strong. I will not let the world break me. I will stay positive. I will choose happiness. Blessed am I, for I am confident. I know what I want, and I will take it. No one will hand it to me. I am self-made. I am self-sufficient. Blessed am I, for I am satisfied. I am everything I need. Blessed am I, for I protect myself. I make my own peace. I don't owe anyone anything. Blessed am I, for I follow my heart. I live my truth. I am true to who I am. Blessed am I, for I cultivate peace. Blessed am I, for no one can harm me, and I avoid suffering for anyone. Listen to this gospel of the world and pay attention to your heart. Is there a sense of freedom? Is there a sense of wisdom? Is there a sense of joy and fulfillment? Or maybe, is there dissatisfaction? Not quite enoughness to it. See, brothers and sisters, the world will offer you so much and deliver so little. There's something that makes this message not enough. I don't know about you, but when I fall into following these beatitudes of the world, I find myself dissatisfied. I know that I am not enough for myself. I long for the transcendent. I long for something more infinite. The church, reflecting on the beatitudes of today, says the following in the Catechism. The Beatitudes respond to the natural desire for happiness. This desire is of divine origin. God has placed it in the human heart in order to draw man to the one who alone can fulfill it. Think about that. The desire for happiness in your heart was placed there by God. And He alone can satisfy its longings. Not to deceive us, but to draw us to Him. So yes, the world offers us so much and delivers so little. God asks for so little and gives us everything. Isn't that the poverty that we're reflecting on in the gospel, in the first reading and the psalm? The poor in spirit. What do you truly have that hasn't been given to you by your Father in heaven? What do we truly have? In today's gospel, our Lord, the new Moses, walks up the mountain as Moses did. And like Moses did, he sits down and delivers the law, a new law. Not one that is chiseled into stone like the commandments were, but one that's chiseled into the hearts of believers. The new law, the Beatitudes that the Son of God gave us, is exactly an itinerary for human longing. The Beatitudes, Catechism continues, are the very heart of Jesus' teaching. If you were to distill the very essence of the message of our Lord, this is it, the Beatitudes. A series of beautiful paradoxes that might seem contradictory, but are truly not. They're an invitation to open our gaze to something more. So, I would like to contrast the gospel of the Lord, the Beatitudes, with the gospel of the world. The world says, "Blessed am I, for I am enough." But Jesus says, you are not enough for yourself. God is enough. He is the one for whom you truly long. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The world says, blessed am I, for I am strong. Nothing can break me. But Jesus says, your grief is not weakness. God does not look away from your tears. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. The world says, blessed am I, for I am confident. I take what is mine. I work hard for it. I am self-sufficient. But Jesus says, true strength is not about seizing, but about surrendering. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The world says, blessed am I, for I am satisfied. I have everything I need. But Jesus says, only God can fill what is truly hollow in you. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. The world says, blessed am I, for I protect myself. No one takes advantage of me. No one hurts me. But Jesus says, forgiveness is the only path to true freedom, and it is not weakness. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. The world says, blessed am I, for I follow my heart. I am true to myself. I follow my truth. But Jesus says, you need a new heart. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life that you seek. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. The world says, blessed am I, for I make my own peace. It is mine to keep. And Jesus says, peace is not something you guard. It is something you pour out. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. The world says, blessed am I, for no one can hurt me. I will not suffer and avoid suffering at all cost. But Jesus says, the cross is not the end. It is a door through which we pass. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now I invite you to reflect on, how does your heart feel now? Is there a sense of freedom? Is there a sense of latent wisdom? Is there a sense of satisfaction that the Word of God compels us to discern and say, this is the path. This is the true gospel. And I am not the way. My way is abiding by somebody's will, somebody who is more transcendent, whose will is more reliable than my own, whose person is more beautiful and perfect than my own ego. The gospel of our Lord, the Beatitude, changes our paradigm in how we see the world, how we relate to ourselves. If we hear the Beatitudes of the world, blessed am I, Wouldn't the secular therapist be proud of that? Wouldn't every self-help book say, yes, your life is about you. You make something great about it. But there's a dark side to that. If I don't acquire happiness to fulfill my infinite longing, then who am I to blame but myself? The gospel of the Lord is freeing us, even in that sense, that true happiness is not found by avoiding suffering, by not mourning, by making my life about me, but rather by discerning my life and how it's about Him. That is the gospel. St. Augustine knew this restlessness, his desire to find happiness, not in himself, not in the world, when he said the following words. How is it then that I seek you, Lord? Since in seeking you, my God, I seek a happy life. Let me seek you so that my soul may live. For my body draws life from my soul, and my soul draws life from you. Brothers and sisters, the Beatitudes of our Lord, the divine message he offers us today to ponder and reflect, is that God alone satisfies the longings of the soul. The world will keep offering you Beatitudes that sound like freedom, self-improvement programs that sound affirming in your love. But the only freedom, the only true happiness, is found in Him. St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles.